When the angels began to sing on Christmas night, a little brown bird sang with them. The little bird sang and sang with joy, which was quite unexpected because this little brown bird had never, ever in his whole life until now, sang a single note. Sure, he could chirp and cheep, but he was a plain and simple bird and spent all of his time really thinking about eating and sleeping. So to find himself awake in the middle of the night and singing was quite an astonishing thing. So startled was this little bird, in fact, that when the angels disappeared from the starry night sky, he fell right off of his perch and landed in the flowers beneath the tree. This also was a surprise because the flowers had not been there even an hour before. The flowers had bloomed and blossomed while the angels sang their news. "Fly, little bird, fly," whispered the flowers. "Fly and follow the shepherds." And so the little bird flew and flew, following the shepherds all the way to Bethlehem. And thus it happened that he came to the stable and saw the Christ child asleep in the manger. And when he saw that little child, he immediately loved the child. And he wished that he could sing again those words that he had sung with the angels, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all God's people." I want to be the one who gets to tell all the other birds that I, a plain brown bird, have seen the Christ child. Imagine, he thought as he flew back to his tree on the hillside, imagine me being the first to give the news. Oh, I will be so important, and all the other birds will be so envious. Well, with these proud thoughts in his mind and in his heart, the little bird found that he could not sing at all. The only sound he could make were these harsh noises which disturbed the beauty of the night, and he tried again, but no song would come from his throat. "I don't understand this," he thought. "I was the first bird to see the Christ child. I did sing with the angels, and now I can't sing at all. Oh, the other birds are going to tease me and make fun of me just like before because I cannot sing." And filled with these indignant thoughts, the little bird still could not sing. And so the night passed and the day passed. And the next evening, the little bird found himself filled with longing to go back and see the Christ child in the manger again. So he flew all the way to Bethlehem and landed in the rafters of the stable and looked down into the manger. And once again, his heart was filled with love for this little child. And he was especially concerned on this night because the baby was fussy. Its mother, Mary, was trying to hush the little baby to sleep, but baby Jesus was restless, tossing and turning on his bed of straw and starting to cry. And the little bird's heart went out, and he didn't even think twice. He flew right down to the edge of the manger, and he began to cheep and twitter a lullaby. And he used the words that his mother had sung to him and his brothers and sisters when they were baby birds. And he sang, "Sleep, little one, sleep. Hush, hush, sleep." And it was more like a murmur, a chirping, repeated sound. It wasn't yet a song, but he was giving what he could because his heart so longed to comfort the child and to help him be able to sleep. And repeating those words over and over, "Sleep, sleep, hush, hush," the baby did fall asleep, and the bird was so happy to see the child sleeping peacefully. And so he once more flew back to his tree. And as his heart swelled with joy and his mind was filled with these images of the child sleeping and the mother looking so peaceful, he opened his beak to tell his happiness. And he found suddenly that once again he was singing those words of the angels, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all God's creatures." He sang and he sang the whole night long, and all the birds in Bethlehem woke up. And this is how they heard the news that the Christ child had been born from the wondrous song of the plain brown bird.